Jean-Paul Sartre was a French existentialist and an atheist. And he wrote a book called Nausea. And in it he says, we are thrown into the world and find ourselves with an essential sickness of soul and a lonely heart. That's the philosophy of atheism, and it ends in despair. Like, if there's no God, there's no hope. If there's no faith, there's no hope. And essentially, that's the life of the unredeemed. Another theory on God is called deism. And deism believes in a supreme being. They believe that God kind of created the world a long time ago and wound it up like a clock and then just let it run out. So believing in God is not enough. Okay? This deists believe in a distant God and a God who is indifferent to the world, to humanity. Kind of like a deadbeat dad who doesn't do anything to help his children. Now, not only do we believe in God, but we believe in a trinity of persons. We believe there is a fatherhood which is perfect. Maybe there's a story that kind of illustrates that a little bit. It's called The Father's Heart. It says, everybody felt it, a moment of eerie silence, a low rumble, and then the ground began to shake. Less than 4 minutes later, over 30,000 people were dead from an 8.2 earthquake that rocked and nearly flattened Armenia in 1989. In the muddled chaos, a distressed father who had dropped off his son at school earlier that day could not stop thinking about the promise he had made to his son. No matter what happens, Armin, I'll always be there for you. When he reached the site where his son's school had been, he saw only a pile of rubble. With nothing but his bare hands, he started digging. 12 hours, 18 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours, and finally, at the 38th hour, he heard a muffled groan, Armand, and from the darkness came a slight shaking voice, Papa. Armand turned to his classmates and said, see, I told you my father wouldn't forget us. Like we say, we do believe in a fatherhood that is perfect. And when we celebrate the Trinity, we're really looking at the fatherhood of God. Last week, we celebrated the Holy Spirit, Pentecost. Next week, Corpus Christi, the second person of the Trinity. But today, the focus is on God and his fatherhood. They say at creation, God made a decision not to be a self-contained unit. God wanted to share his happiness with others. And even at creation, in Genesis it says, it is not good for the man to be alone. Okay, and they say that the basic unit of society is not the individual, but the family. In a sense, it's the family that makes us in the image of God. The family is, it's the relationship between persons. God is a trinity of persons. Like G.K. Chesterton says that people understand God is love, but when it comes to saying God is a trinity of persons, it confounds people. But G.K. Chesterton says it's two ways of saying the same thing. The Trinity is a lover, a beloved, and love itself. Lover, beloved, and the love they share. St. Augustine said, lover, beloved, and love itself. Fulton Sheen says, the Father looks at the Son looks at the Father, and they sigh, and that's the Holy Spirit. Proceeds from the love between the Father and the Son. St. Bernard's says, embracer, embraced, and the embrace. Those are the three persons of the Trinity. And like we say, Adam found his completion in Eve. It is not good for the man to be alone. Okay? So in the family, we find completion. And all of humanity finds its completion in God, in that relationship with God. That's our fulfillment, ultimately. So like we say, just as God is not a solitary being, God is a being for others, not for himself. One person says the Trinity is a dance. It's a sort of dance, because it's a relationship. And they say we are most ourselves when we are most like God, when we are being for others. Like they say that the word family is an acronym. Each letter represents a word. And it's forget about me, I love you. That's kind of the Trinity idea, that the Father loves the Son loves the Father, and the love between the Father and the Son is the Holy Spirit. In marriage, they say that when a man and a woman get married, they say the love between them is so much, so real, 9 months later, you have to give it a name. Okay. So just as in the Trinity, it's a person, the love between the Father and the Son, so it is in the family. If God isn't an individual, then there's no one to love. So God is not a lone ranger, but if we say a trinity of persons. And so we find our completion when we live in that image of God, imaging God's being for others. To understand the family is the key to understanding the Trinity. Like we say, all of humanity finds its completion in God, just as Adam found his completion in Eve. And Adam and Eve together found their completion in God. There's an expression they say, that love is imperfect, which is not returned. Okay? The love in the Trinity is perfect because it's returned. The Holy Spirit is the love between the Father and the Son. In today's gospel, it says, God so loved the world that he sent his only Son. So God's love reached out to humanity. God sent his Son as a being for us, okay, to bring us back to God, to bring us back to the embrace of the Trinity. Okay? And like we say, that love is imperfect, which is not returned. Well, the ball is kind of in our court. We have to return that love that he has revealed to us in Jesus Christ. Second Vatican Council said, we find ourselves through a sincere gift of ourselves. We find ourselves through a sincere gift of ourselves. Okay? Through love of others, we find our identity. But through love of God, we also find our full identity. We become fully aware of who we are. Again, St. Augustine called the Trinity lover, beloved, and love itself. Okay? And ultimately, that's the communion that we want to enter more fully into that life of the Trinity. The universe naturally reveals God through creation. Okay, God the Father initiated the world through creation. The Trinity initiated redemption by the incarnation, redemption of the world. Okay, and again, God initiating love. That's the role of fatherhood. Father initiates life. Father initiates love. And our vocation is to return the love of the Father through the Son in the Holy Spirit. So we pray that this feast of the Holy Trinity will help us to grow in knowledge and love of the Trinity. They say all progress in the spiritual life is progress in knowledge and love of the Trinity. Okay, so may we understand the mystery more clearly and live more generously that gift of self that God invites us to.